Taking in what you need. You can use the heal steps for any positive experience. But as you've probably seen in your own life, some experiences feel more nourishing than other ones do. How can you focus on the experiences that will help you the most? This is where taking in the good gets very personal and very wonderful, for you can take in the experiences that are specifically aimed at your own wants and needs. Perhaps you'd like to feel less worried, self-critical, or insecure. Perhaps you're dealing with a tough situation at home or work, or you'd like to feel motivated to exercise more or drink less. Perhaps you'd simply like to feel happier, more at ease in life, and more loved. What, if you had more of it inside you, would make a big difference for you? A good way to answer this question is in terms of your brain's three operating systems. If you feel worried, tense, pushed on, or helpless, that triggers the avoiding harm system, so you'd be particularly helped by resource experiences related to this system, such as protection, safety, relaxation, strength, and agency. Sadness, disappointment, frustration, drivenness, pressure, or boredom engage the approaching reward system and are best addressed by related resource experiences of gratitude, pleasure, accomplishment, and satisfaction. Feeling left out, hurt, inadequate, envious, lonely, resentful, or provoked involves the attaching to others system. So, resource experiences of belonging, self-compassion, being appreciated, friendship, kindness, and assertiveness would especially help here. In other words, a problem requires a solution that's matched to it. If you have scurvy, you need vitamin C. For years, I tried to fulfill my need for love, a need that everyone has, by piling up accomplishments, but this never worked because I was trying to fix an attaching to others type of problem with an approaching rewards type of solution. In effect, I took a lot of iron pills for scurvy, which didn't help. Only by taking in attaching type experiences, feeling seen, included, respected, liked, and cherished, have I been able to gradually take care of this need of mine. So what's your own vitamin C? It could be related to a current situation, a long-standing difficulty with another person, or an old wound from your childhood. When you know what you want to take in and grow inside yourself, you can look for opportunities in daily life to experience it and install it in your brain by using the heal steps. You're being on your own side, a good friend to yourself, giving yourself the psychological nutrient you need. Once it's installed, this inner strength will be easier to activate the next time you need it, and then you can reinstall it, deepening its neural trace in a positive circle. And of course, you can use this approach for more than one vitamin, for more than one resource experience. Here's an example of taking in experiences that are specifically targeted at a person's needs, in this case, in the avoiding harm system. I was having panic attacks, and so each day I went out on my back porch and focused on my garden. I would look at the plants I love and watch the insects buzz around, the birds hop between plants, and the sunshine filter through the leaves. For a few minutes, I would take in the feelings of safety I had in my garden. Sometimes I imagined this confidence and peace making a golden protective bubble around me. Then I would pick up a small object from the garden and put it in my pocket. When I started to feel uncomfortable anxiety, I held the object, remembering how I felt in my garden and bringing those feelings of strength and peace into my mind. Even if you can't get every bit of the experience you want, at least you can get parts of it. You've got to start somewhere, so take the step that's in front of you. When I first went to college, I was very shy. One night, my roommate asked if I wanted to come along with him and a group of young women. This made me very nervous. But it was a step toward the relationship experiences I knew I needed. So I made myself go with him and stayed quiet, but it turned out all right. They were nice to me, and I felt included. Over the next few days, I ran mental replays of what had happened, taking in these good feelings again and again. This helped me be a little more open the next time I got asked along, which brought me even richer experiences of being wanted, appreciated, and liked. One good thing led to another. I really broke out of my shell in college, which put me on a life path I couldn't have dreamed of as a dorky kid in high school. Looking back nearly 40 years later, I see that a key step on that path was saying yes to my roommate that night. It's good to take in the good. It takes a little effort to take in the good, especially in the beginning. Plus, you might have some internal blocks to doing it, such as the belief that it's selfish to feel good. To get through blocks like this one, see Chapter 9. Motivation is the key to sticking with anything. Thus, it helps to know why taking in the good is good for you and others. So I'd like to summarize the benefits of this practice, including some I've already mentioned. By taking just a few extra seconds to stay with a positive experience, even the comfort in a single breath, you'll help turn a passing mental state into lasting neural structure. Over time, you can fill up your inner storehouse with the strengths you need, such as feeling at ease rather than irritable, loved rather than mistreated, and resourced rather than running on empty. These strengths will foster well-being and effectiveness, heal psychological issues such as anxiety, and support creativity, self-actualization, and spiritual practice. Inherently, taking in the good is a way to be active rather than passive, a hammer rather than a nail, at a time when many people feel pushed and prodded by events and their reactions to them. It's also a way to treat yourself like you matter, which is especially important if others haven't. This practice brings you into the present moment and reduces rumination, that repetitive rehashing of things in your mind that fosters mental and physical health problems. It teaches you to have more control over your attention, so you can keep it on what's good for you and others and pull it away from what's bad. All the while, you'll be sensitizing your brain to positive experiences, making it like Velcro for the good, a far-reaching benefit.